Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast. This is podcast number 183. And yes, this month on our podcast, we're celebrating the month of Mario, because this is Mario's 30th anniversary. 30 years ago, we had Mario, and he created all this stuff. Well, Nintendo created all this stuff. Mario didn't create all this stuff. Mario's not real. But yeah, all this stuff is created, and we enjoy the Mario series. So yeah, we're going to be talking about the Mario series all this month. And today, we're going to be listing some of our favorite Mario tracks from across all Nintendo consoles. NES, Game Boy, Super Nintendo, all that good stuff. Wii U, every console. We're going to be talking about the Mario game. We're going to be talking about Mario games, and we're going to be talking about our favorite music from those games. And we're going to play a little bit. We're going to play a little bit of each song, you know, to just show you how it is. So, before we even get started, we got to introduce everyone. I am Spider Star Yu, really juicy, really ostentatious, really vivacious, just juicy all around. And I'm joined with really juicy people as well. We have Soul.
Oh, I didn't even Ezzy. I hope.
Who's speaking really low?
I guess I've introduced Ezzy because I accidentally said his name. Ezzy, you're
yes.
Gross.
We're also joined by Super Zambazy.
Yes.
Gross.
Hello.
No. Gross. That's it. Moving
and
on.
Then and okay, and then we're joined by the ever bodacious Dark Boo.
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Yes. Welcome back, Dark Boo. You weren't here last week.
No, because I wasn't spending 65.12.
Yeah, Boo didn't get Super Mario Maker yet, but he's gonna get it during Christmas time. Boo, there's no excuses. Anyway, it's time we get started with the podcast, alright? So, yes, as I said earlier, it's all about Mario music, so we're going to be talking about Mario music across all consoles. So, we're going to start with the Nintendo Entertainment System first, which is the NES, in case you didn't know what that meant. So, we're going to start off with Super Zambazy.
Yes.
So, Super Zambazy, so super, oh my god, super.
Yes.
Tell us, what is your first pick for your favorite Mario track from an NES game?
All right, my very first track is... Yes, that is from Super Mario Bros. 3. That is... Well, it's titled The King's Room. It plays whenever you, like... This is a little confession. Super Mario Bros. 3, that's the game I played the least out of the Super Mario games.
Gas.
And, but for some reason, this track always sticks out, and they reuse it in, like, Sticker Star, and, well, I think that's it, but they reuse
Paper
it
Mario, they, no, Paper Mario, the one the star guys come down, they use that. Yes, I know that. That's where I thought, when Ezzy played it for us, that's where I thought it was from. They play it, it's during the mountain, it's some point during that big blue mountain at the beginning of the game. At some point play during that, at least part of it.
Well, anyway, it's a really awesome track, and it's one of my picks. Do you guys agree or disagree?
I mean, it's a good pick, Essie. Good job. I like it personally. Like, when Essie played it earlier for us, like, randomly during a call, I'm like, what is that? Huh? What is that? What is that? Who's that from? And I finally figured out because Essie told us. But I knew it all along. But yeah, good choice for your first pick. Now it is my turn. Yes, Spider Star Yu's turn. And this is my first track for a Mario game from NES. So here we go. All right, so my first track is Super Mario Bros. 2, from Super Mario Bros. 2, the boss battle theme. So when you verse Birdo, you verse Mouser, or whatever the case might be, a certain track plays, you know, as you heard, or you're hearing in the background, it's like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, like, kind of like that, and it's so juicy, so bodacious. I've always loved it. Very bodacious.
Very bodacious.
I remember it especially because I played, well, confession, when I played Super Mario Bros. 2, the first time I played Super Mario Bros. 2, it was Super Mario Advance for the Game Boy Advance. So I remember that theme. I remember going out to Birdo, and Birdo's like, I'm gonna finish you off, or some stupid crap like that. And I'm like, oh my god, Birdo, hell no, you're not gonna finish me off, because I'm gonna clock the tea on you. And I always would. So I would be picking Toad or Peach, well, Toad especially, and I would just kill Birdo, would just demolish her. But yeah, I've always loved that theme. I always thought it was so fun. It got you excited for the boss battle.
I remember it took me, I never played it that much, but when I was really young, it took me actual years for me to actually finish off Birdo, because I did not, I could not get on top of the eggs. It was really sad.
You couldn't get on top of the eggs and grab it?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't latch on and throw them back.
Oh my goodness. Well, anyway, so what's your first pick?
My first pick is a little something like this. Yeah. this is also from Super Mario Bros. 2. It's actually Wart's battle theme, which is the giant frog that also appeared in, I think, A Link to the Past or something like that. They just reuse the same sprite or something, I don't remember, I guess that's not really relevant. I like this one because when I eventually did get through Super Mario Bros. 2, this is one of the few songs I, distinctly remember, and it's a very repetitive song, pretty much what you heard just repeats throughout the whole thing, because that's many, many of the Super Mario Bros. 2 songs. A lot of them just go, or repeat. But I like it all the same. It's definitely one of my favorite songs from Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah, great choice. Nice. It plays when you verse Wart. Is that what you said?
Wart.
Wart. Oh, yes. I can never understand that boss battle. Why did he have all the vegetables there if he, was allergic or, he couldn't stand them? Really? Why?
He was trying to get rid of them.
I mean, yeah, but, why were they coming out of the machine endlessly? Really? Truly?
I don't know.
Yeah, but Dark Boo, what is your first choice?
Oh, good afternoon, people. Here's my first choice. As you know, it took me back, and it took me a long time to get this done. So let me just play it. And that's just a little, preview of the game that I can't stand, first and foremost, because this song is so relaxing. It's so soothing for an intro. And then the game just kills you spitefully. It's, so nice and calm. But when you play the game, you, are you serious? Of course, you know the game is Super Mario Bros. The Lost Levels. Yes, indeed, The Lost Levels. And that game, let's just say, word can't describe this game. It's so hard. Simply, it's so hard.
I mean, it's the trademark of the game. Its difficulty is very well known. But I'm not the biggest fan of this. We actually kind of talked about this game recently. I'm not the biggest fan of the Lost Levels. I never played it that much. I actually just started playing it a couple days ago. It's not my type of game. It's too difficult for me.
But it's a beautiful track.
I mean, yeah.
Alright, so now that we've played everyone's track, we're gonna go to our second track, because we have two tracks for each console or handheld.
Yes.
So, Super Zambezi, tell us what your second track is. We wanna know.
Everyone's gonna love this one. This is my second track.
Yes!
Okay, yeah, that one, I love that one so much. Anyone who hears that, they know what it is instantly, well, at least if you play the game. And it's just so awesome, and they remix it in so many other games, and I mean, it's the character select screen from Super Mario Bros. 2, if you didn't know that.
Yes!
You hear that, if anyone plays Super Mario Bros. 2, you're going to hear this track, because it's at the very beginning, and it just gets you pumped for what's to come.
It's a It's very simple, and it's very, very delicious.
Yes. So I love this track, and yes.
All right, here's my second track. All right, that is Waterland from Super Mario Bros. 3. It plays on the overworld, like, when you choose a stage, like, there's, like, stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, like, Super Mario Bros. 3 has it all, like, lined up like
yes,
that.
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am, okay. yeah.
I was hoping you didn't hear that.
I was like, what? But yeah, Waterland is one of my favorite worlds from Super Mario Bros. 3. It's very, very fun levels, really bodacious, really juicy. I've always liked this theme also because it kind of reminds me of the Great Fairy theme or the File Select theme from the Legend of Zelda series, especially Ocarina of Time. Oh my god, that's my song! So it reminds me of that, and that's why I like it so much. So does anyone else like have anything to say about it?
I don't really remember Waterland too much.
I don't like underwater levels. I don't.
I really don't, but I actually thought Super Mario Bros. 3 did a good job with the water levels. That's just me, though.
Well, speaking of water levels, you guys might, just might, recognize the theme I've chosen for my next track. Yeah, it's the Super Mario Brothers original underwater theme. Pretty much one of the best, I think it's actually a really good musical track, despite most of the underwater levels in Super Mario Brothers being frustratingly boring. And usually annoying because bloopers are one of my least favorite enemies to play against in that game, despite me loving the blooper enemy a lot now. But yeah, good song.
Do you think it's the best underwater theme in the entire series?
Honestly, to my memory, yeah. I mean, I kind of like the Super Mario Brothers U theme. I really like that one, too. But it's a little too simple. Like, you know, it's very... Well, this one, I don't know. It's just more... This one is more appealing to me. I can't really describe why I like it more. But I do like the Super Mario Brothers U one okay. Just not as good as this one.
Yeah, it's a really great theme. I think it's like pretty much maybe a little bit more iconic than the Super Mario Bros. 2 character select theme. But both songs that like you pick Soul and then what you pick SC, like you guys pick really iconic songs. Like I pick Waterland. I'm feeling like kind of like I feel like I kind of like beneath you guys. I don't know.
So far, all the ones we've picked are solid. I love all of them so much.
Yes. Yes, hopefully you the listeners like it too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Boo, we're not going to forget you. You cannot forget Boo. Let's be realistic. You can't forget Dark Boo. Dark Boo is ever bodacious. So
because
Boo,
if you do, he'll remind you.
He'll remind you. All right, Boo, what's your second pick?
Well, here's the second pick for me. And that's a little snippet of it. And of course, it's the overworld for Super Mario Bros. 2.
Yeah.
Of course, the first level when you fly down from the cloud. That's. Let's just say I was stuck on the first level for the longest when I was a child. I was stuck so long. So I got. That overworld music is stuck to the back of my head. It's glued there because I never got past the first world! So, it's quite sad, but yeah, it's true. I suck at that game. Especially when I was young, in my primes. When I was playing it on my Game Boy Advance. Oh, the memories.
Oh, that's so classic. That's like, yeah. Come on. I think we've all picked like really good choices, personally. I think we picked some really good music, because the NES really has a lot of really recognizable Mario themes. And you can definitely recognize from even like remixes from different Mario games too. So we picked a lot of good ones. I don't know. I think we picked a lot of great ones. Alright, but now it is time for us to move away from NES. Say everyone say goodbye to NES. Goodbye, NES. Oh, NES died like so long ago. But now we're gonna move to the Game Boy. Oh, the Game Boy. That's everyone's favorite, you know, handheld from back then. Come on, all you 90s people or people from the 80s. Do people from the 80s watch this? I don't think so. Maybe some of you do. So, but anyone who likes Game Boy or Game Boy Color, I grew up with Game Boy Color. So, yeah, we're gonna be picking our favorite themes from the Game Boy handheld. I was about to say Game Boy console. I'm like, wait, Game Boy's not a console. But yes, SC, you are first. Give us your first pick for a Mario game on the Game Boy or Game Boy Color.
Yes, this is my first track. Yeah, that one is so nostalgic. It's so awesome.
Terrible game, great song.
I really like Super Mario Land. I played it back when we had Game Boys. I don't know if we owned it, but I did play it at some point. And then I replayed on the 3DS, and awesome. So cool. And so unique. It's very different from the typical Mario game. So, and including the level themes and the music. So, this is one of my favorites from that game.
Good choice. I'm also picking something from Super Mario Land. And I think this is probably the most recognizable theme ever from any Mario Game Boy game. All right, here we go.
That's debatable.
Oh my gosh. That is my song. That reminds me so much of my childhood. Like, oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Like, this is, like, Super Mario Land was a game I played a lot because guess what? I had a game, like I said, I had a Game Boy Color, right? I had a Game Boy Color, but my older siblings who, they had the original Game Boy, and so they had a lot of the earlier games, like Super Mario Land, Super Mario Land 2, and things like that. Mm-hmm. They had Super Mario Land, so I would play it all the time when I was younger. Before I had a Game Boy Advance, I was 4 years old, I wasn't too good. Alright, let's be real, I was not too good. I kind of sucked badly, but it was still so much fun to play. I remember it so much, and this theme reminds me so much of my childhood. I love it to death. Birabuta Kingdom. I don't even think I said it. Birabuto. It depends however the hell you say it. But it's basically, from Sumarlin. Birabuto Kingdom. It is a really classic theme. And I think, even without me saying it to begin with, I think everyone recognized it immediately. Because even if you don't know the name, you're like, oh yeah, that's from Sumarlin. Yeah, I love this theme to death. What do you guys think about it?
Love it.
I was dancing to it.
You were dancing to it? What type of dance were you doing?
Yes. Oh, I would just go left and right with the beat.
I don't like it as much as the Chai Kingdom one, which is the one SD played, but I'm okay with it.
Alright, so what's your pick, Sol?
My song is a little bit more recognizable for you 90s kids out there. Yeah, it's the Dr. Mario theme, which was on the Game Boy, so I'm counting it as a Game Boy game for this case. I mean, it's the original track is called Fever. It's probably one of the best songs in the Mario, best well-known songs in the Mario series, in my opinion. And while I do like the NES version, I actually kind of like the GBA version just as much, because it's very slight in differences, because they did use very similar, musical... selections. I'm sorry, I really don't know the word, but you know, sound selections that they could use. I really like the Dr. Mario's theme, and there's not much else to say on it for me.
It resonated to me. That's all I can say. I never played the game.
It hit you hard?
I don't know. I don't play the game, but I never played the game, so I just heard the music everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those songs where even if you haven't played it, you've heard it. Like, it's a classic song that, especially, it's in almost every, you know, Smash Brothers, I think. So, eventually, someone's got to have heard it.
Oh, okay, now everyone did Mario. And I'm going to tell you now, everyone did Mario. So, you know, mine's the oddball out. So, I just let you hear it, and then I'll describe it and such. Yes, as everybody know, this is from Donkey Kong Land 2, Pirate Panic. I just like that this is the beginning part of it. The next part of song, it's like it transitioned to another song, which I love. I just love this game. This game brings back memories. And I remember when I didn't have a Game Boy, I used to go to my cousin's house and play on his Game Boy. Oh, it brings back the Game Boy just itself bring back memories. I'm afraid to say this. Even when I used to play Pokemon and all that stuff.
Yes.
Slacy.
Yes. Traitor.
Even when I used to play Pokemon, it's just all these games just bring back those memories. I didn't have a Game Boy, but let's just say when I had one, Pokemon was my game. That was my game, Donkey Kong, Land 2. Oh god, I feel so bad saying Pokemon was my game! It was. Let's just say I used to play constantly. But it brings back a lot of memories.
Let the record show that Dark Blue has indeed played a Pokemon game.
Yes. Alright, so now it's down to our second pick. SC?
Yes. I had to wait for that part, because that's that's the greatest part. Yeah, this is from Super Mario Land 2, the 6 golden coins, or just 6 golden coins, no the. It's from the Star Maze level, and I don't think I played this game as a kid. If I did, then I played very little, and I don't remember. So I replayed this, or played it for the first time on the 3DS, and when I got to this one, I was like, this theme is so awesome. I love it so much. I looked it up online, and thousands of other people also love it. It's super awesome, and I mean, I have nothing else to say except it's an amazing track.
Yeah, it's a really great track. Super Mario Land 2 had a lot of great music, just like the first one.
Yes.
So, yeah, great choice. I like the Star Maze. I don't think I reached it when I was a kid either, because remember, 4 or 5 years old? Mm-hmm. Not the best at video games, but, you know, I reached it eventually when I was older. Just like I'm sure you have if you played it through whatever means possible. Do you have it on the Virtual Console, on the 3DS?
I do, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, this is also from Super Mario Land 2, 6 golden coins, and here we go. Yes, that is my choice, the athletic theme from Super Mario Land 2. Oh man, that brings back so many memories, especially during the Mario Zone. Sorry if that's spoilers. Yeah, and there was basically in Super Mario Land 2, there was a Mario Zone, and like that theme played a lot during the Mario Zone, so I recognize it so much. That is, it's so nostalgic to me. It gets me so excited, it gets me so pumped to just beat every enemy in my path and just demolish everything. In a good way, in a joyful way. Not in a mean, angry way, but like, you know what I mean. But what do you guys think?
I don't mean to rain on your parade, but that's probably one of my least favorite Mario songs of all time. And that's not a joke. I hate that song so much. Because it's so, like, it feels so out of place. It sounds like a minigame song, and I think it'd be okay with that, but I don't like it. It doesn't sound good on the audio engine.
Oh, hell no.
It is so goofy and awkward sounding, and I don't like it.
Alright, well, while
it sounds
Soul,
like it's being played in the wrong key.
While Soul continues to drink his haterade, alright, he's
like,
his next theme.
That was, okay, first of all, I was trying to be, you know, a little nice, but okay, I will play my next song, which, funny enough, is also from Super Mario Land 2, which I hope Booze is too, or else he'll be the odd one out again. But here you go.
Pumpkin Zone.
Yeah, it's, as Star, you mentioned, it's the Pumpkin Zone. Didn't play this game, not gonna lie, never have, probably never will, but I do know the music from Super Mario Land 2 somewhat well because I'm a loser, and I did listen to Mario songs sometimes when I was bored, and one of the games that, this was pretty much my only research on Super Mario Land 2, because I don't want to play that game ever, was listening to the music and watching some, playthroughs of it, and if it's anything like Super Mario Land 1, I don't want to play it. Anyway, Pumpkin Zone...
Continue, sorry.
Pumpkin Zone is my jam. I do like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I like its little haunted house theme, and it sounds right for the, use of it. I think it's good.
It's
I wish
really
they'd
good.
Remaster it. I think they should remaster it for Super Smash Bros., but that's my personal opinion.
That would be so good. Yeah, Pumpkin Zone is freaking fantastic. It's like it's my second favorite world, like after the Mario Zone. But yeah, Pumpkin Zone is freaking fantastic. You made a good choice.
Thanks.
All right, Boo, your turn.
I'm the odd one out. I am. Oh, it gets me. It always will happen. That's the problem. It always happens. So, let me just play this one. Simplistic beat, and that's what I like for some games, a simplistic beat. Mario Land 3, The Warp Void. I just remember that level. The level is not, it's a maze, but to me it was just a short level. Last I can recall playing the game. But I like it. And it's very, the beat is simplistic. So you can hear the beat is constant throughout the whole song. But I just wish it was longer because the level is not, the level is quick. You can get all the items and such with ease. Has any of this resonated with... Had anybody played Wario Land 3?
I've only played Wario Land 4.
I haven't played any other Wario Land games. I've
played
some of 4 because it's on my Ambassador, but I... It's
Same.
It's
That's
not
exactly why
game.
I played it. No, it is not.
So
I don't like...
And as you see, for me, that's the common trend. I don't play the easy games.
Ooh, that was shade.
It's true, that's a trend with me. I don't like playing. I like playing games that makes you think, make you use what you were born with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like simple games. It can be simple and then get hard, although this game starts off hard. I'm not gonna lie, this game starts off hard and just get harder. But there's a curve in the game somewhere that little drop down, especially with this level. This level's it's easy to collect everything. Traversing through it is confusing. It is a maze.
Well,
but I like it.
I'm glad you like it, Boo. And thank you for showing us your choice. Alright, it is unfortunately time for us to abandon the Game Boy, so let's all put our Game Boys down. Goodbye, Game Boy. Oh my gosh.
I will throw it in the river.
Oh, you know what? You could sell it on eBay.
That'll
give you more money.
That plastic brick.
Oh, you're a brick. Anyway, Super Nintendo time. So we all know the Nintendo Entertainment System, but what about the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? So, to give us his first track, I think we should pick a super person. So, Super Zambezi, tell us your first super pick for Super Nintendo.
My first super track is from a super game.
Yes! Yes! Slay the scene!
Rainbow Road from Super Mario Kart. Oh,
yes,
so awesome.
Yes, God,
yes,
so awesome. I never played Super Mario Kart when it originally released, but when I found out that this was the original Rainbow Road, I was like, yes, this is so good. I can't believe that they haven't, like, because once Mario Kart 64 came out, I mean, I know they reused the, I'm not that shallow, so I'll thank you. I know they've released the, remade those tracks and the music as well, but once Mario Kart 64 Rainbow Road came out, that became like the Rainbow Road thing, which is also really awesome. But this one was never reused, and this one is just as equally as awesome. I don't know about as equally, but really, really, really awesome, and I could not, this had to be my first pick.
There are no edges on this Rainbow Road. Alright, so forget what you know about Nintendo 64's Rainbow Road, because there are no edges. You'll fall off.
Those edges have been snatched. It's bald.
Alright, no, you can't be edgy. No edginess on this stage. I like this so much. It's my favorite. Not my favorite, but like it's like really good. It's like on top. It's top three. Okay, it's top three. I first played this course actually on Mario Kart Super Circuit, because Mario Kart Super Circuit has all the Super Nintendo, Super Mario Kart courses in the game, Mario Kart Super Circuit, but kind of like with a different background and like kind of different stuff, music kind of dumbed down. The music on Mario Kart Super Circuit's remake of the Rainbow Road is it doesn't do Super Mario Kart any justice, because that Rainbow Road is fierce. The music is fierce, and I know it's a little Game Boy Advance, but I'm just saying, like, that music, when you listen to like Mario Kart Super Circuit's version of that, no justice justice at all.
Super Mario Kart's Rainbow Road is the LeBron James of Super Mario Kart courses. It has no edges.
Alright. And with that, it's
went
time.
Over everyone's head.
It went over my head. It went so over my head. It's like over. It was over my apartment building. That's how far it went over my head. So now it is time for my super pick from Super Spider. No, that doesn't work. I can only do that joke with Super's Embassy. Alright, so here we go. Here's my pick. Yeah.
My God, I could not stand that area
what?
In the game.
What? Oh my God.
What's
not the music, the area itself kills me.
What's the track for those who's at home?
So this track is Forest of Illusion from Super Mario World. Yes, and Boo doesn't like this. Boo doesn't like the world. All right, Forest of Illusion. I loved it, even though at first it was kind of hard for me to get out of that area, because there's a certain thing you have to do on each level to like make it out of that Forest of Illusion. So,
or not put you in a damn loop. It forces you to find a secret exit.
If you don't find it, you're just gonna keep circling around that specific zone. So you gotta be really cautious on this world. But I love the music so much. It plays on the overworld theme of Forest of Illusion. So like while you pick a stage, I love it so much. I love it so much. It's just it really gives the feeling of an illusion, like just kind of like a lost forest. And I love it so much. I think it's really good.
Speaking of dizzying forests, my track is the Forest Maze theme from Super Star Saga. I did not know that Staryu chose the Forest of Illusion, and I did not know it would go in such a welly, or a well, you know, segue.
Don't you mean Super Mario RPG?
Yeah, Super Star Saga. Oh my gosh, wrong one. I was gonna say, oh my gosh, Legend of the Seven Stars. Sorry, Legend of the Seven Stars. I was going just by that, but Super Mario RPG Legend of the Seven Stars. I'm so stupid now. Forest Maze is either a song everyone hates or everyone loves. Because
I love it.
I like it, but a lot of people hate it just because, you know, it's associated with the Forest Maze and no one really likes the Forest Maze. And I can somewhat agree with that. I like the song. I very much, think it's not it doesn't have as much, you know, love as it should, because it's probably one of the most well-known places from Super, I'm gonna say, Legend of the Seven Stars, and yet the music, it doesn't get the acclaim it deserves.
I actually think it's really nice. Like, the first time I heard about this song, okay, here's a little story. Someone made a rap version of this, kind of. I know you people listening who don't know about it, they're like, what? But back then, okay, this is like back then, like old YouTube days, like 2008, 2007, 2009, like around that, no, not 2008, 2007, 2008. And I don't know if Soul was around to hear
it. I think I know what you're talking about, and they re-uploaded that, or they redid it or something, or it's just the same video and I'm being stupid, but I'm
well,
almost
basically, 100%. Someone made a song about it a long time ago, and then they remixed it, and then someone made a video to go with it, and then...
Mm-hmm.
That you can look that up yourself. Just look up Super Mario RPG like rap song or something like that, and you'll figure it out. But I heard that song a long time ago, and I thought it was so fierce. So I love the forest maze theme, and I think that's when you're following Gino,
yes.
The little doll, the little blue doll that has a Gino whirl and Gino kill you and die.
Yes.
Gino die. Yeah, Gino is really powerful. I think I love this game. We gotta play it sometime and like do it for a podcast. Isn't that right, Dr.
I played it already, and yes, we gotta play it. I'm gonna play it again.
It's a long game, though.
Yes, it is.
Legend
My
of Seven
God.
Stars is so long.
It's long. Mm-hmm. Long. Really long. Alright, so the Everbodacious Dark Boo, what's your game?
We are finally segwaying. Me and Soul are finally in cahoots.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Thank you. Here's my song. Oh, that pause, right? The good part. But yes, once again, Soul Game is my... Well, not once again. Finally, is the word. Soul Game is the same game I'm using. Super Mario RPG, the 7 stars. Yes.
Yay.
Midas River. I like Midas River, but I can't stand when you had to get the frog coins. And you gotta go in each cavern. You gotta go in the proper cavern. They get the frog coin. And that used to kill me. Because then after, you gotta make sure you collect it and don't get hit by all them things that inside the cave. I'm like, I don't want to do this all over again. And then there's later on, spoilers, there's a shortcut to get back to Midas River. I'm like, you don't want to do it again. Once you do it the first time, that is it. You don't want to catch a shortcut that gets you back there. I'm like, no. That's not what I want. But I like the music, though.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have much to say on it. It's a good song.
Well, I can't wait to hear it when I play Super Mario RPG. That's all I have to say.
Actually, no, you don't have to wait too long to hear that song.
Oh? It plays, like, towards the beginning?
Ish.
Okay.
I mean...
Yes, it's at the beginning. Like, after you get to the first area and get to the mini area, it's right there.
All right, now let's get into our second tracks for Super Nintendo. So, Super Zambezi! Super Zambezi,
yes,
are you there?
Yes.
It's time for you to give us your super song.
Yes.
For Super Nintendo.
Yes. Here is my second track. I have not played this game, unfortunately, but I really, really want to, and...
recognize it.
Actually, that's the thing. I don't think a lot of people will recognize it. It's from Super Mario RPG as well, continuing the trend here. It's from the final boss fight, which I'm not going to go into details of.
Oh, that's why, because I never finished that game. So.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything about it, because I think we will be playing this for one of our podcast, so I want everyone else
to not be
spoiled, but this is a song
huge
from the final boss, and it's awesome. I actually heard it from a medley that went online about the 25th anniversary of Mario, I think, and I don't know, that's where I heard it, and I've loved it ever since.
Okay. I personally have not done Super Mario RPG, but I know what the final boss is, but I'm not gonna spoil it, even though I kinda already did. No, never mind, no, I didn't. Alright, so here's my next theme. So, we had Essie do an epic song, a super song, and I'm picking this frickin' song. It's from Super Mario Kart, and here we go. It's kinda cheesy, but I like it, so I don't wanna hear nothing, so here we go. Okay, so that is Princess Peach's jingle when she wins, or she gets second, she gets third, whatever the case might be. When she finishes a race, and that song will play. And if it's like she wins, gets first, second, third, like I said, that song will play. And I love it so much. I know some people will be like, are you kidding me? We had that super song and you're giving me this? But no, I like this song a lot. I think it's so cheesy, but I think it's so nice to listen to. It's nice sounding. And it when I played Super Mario Kart on my Wii, because I never had it on the Super Nintendo, no shade, but, you know, I loved it a lot. I would purposely pick Peach, even though she's freaking slippery as anything. She's, like, freaking slip and slide all over the place. Like,
just a bar of soap. Sliding across the board.
It's like a bar of, yeah. Princess Peach is a bar of soap. And literally, I think, like, her cart is literally made out of soap, because she be sliding. Her and Yoshi just slide all over the freaking place. You have to slide early, or else they're gonna, like, freaking slide all the way into, like, the dirt. Whatever. But it's still. Yeah, or suds. But I love it so much. I love this theme so much. I know it's cheesy, but I love it. I think it's so nice. I was originally gonna pick Vanilla Lake, the Vanilla Lake music from Super Mario Kart, but I didn't pick it because I was playing Super Mario Kart earlier today, and Vanilla Lake pissed me off so much. So I'm like, no, I want to play this song. So yeah, that's why I picked Princess Peach's song, Jingle.
I think I have not chosen, well, no, maybe Boo hasn't either, but I have not chosen a track from Super Mario Kart. This is my track, if it will load. Oh, the build-up's long.
It's not Super Mario Kart.
No, this is not. This is from Yoshi's Island.
Oh.
It is the Bowser theme from Yoshi's Island. It gets way better. I kind of wish I skipped ahead, but I just pressed play, like, you know, when it started. It gets way better, but it's from Yoshi's Island. I really like it. It gets crazy epic, and now I want to fast forward through it, but you're going to have to listen to a whole bunch of jumps, so I'd rather not do that. But for those of you at home, this is from Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island on the Super Nintendo. And
yay!
It's so good.
Yes, it is.
The Bowser theme is amazing.
Should I go next?
Yes.
Segway again. Oh my god, it's the second time we're on a roll, so yes indeed. We're on a roll. So here's my song.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it! I love it! That's the only time I like going underground. Yoshi's Island underground theme. I love the game, and I like the music in the game. It's one of the rare instances where I like the music and the game. So, I love it with a passion. And we did a nice segue, yes, again.
So
I love this game. I love it. This game, I love it. I really do. It makes me cry.
I was like, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yes, yes, the underground theme is so good. I didn't choose it because I wanted the Bowser theme more, because I think I don't remember where that underground theme is from, but I'm pretty sure they reuse it somewhere, or it's just in another Yoshi's Island game and they reuse the same tune. But I like this one more because I like the song at all, but I like the Bowser theme just a bit more.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready? Okay, let's say goodbye to Super Nintendo. Goodbye, Super Nintendo. Are you ready for Nintendo 64? Woo! Are we ready?
No.
Yeah.
You better get ready, because that is our game. That's the console I grew up with. Yes.
Gross.
The most out of any console, Nintendo 64 is something I grew up with. I love the Nintendo 64 games. Nintendo 64 is my favorite console. So much nostalgia, so much nostalgia. Yes, slay the scene. So, SC, you're going to start us off, and I hope you have something really good, because Nintendo 64 has a lot of good songs, especially in the Mario games.
Yeah, this was the hardest category. There are so many.
I have three. I don't care, I have three.
Oh, well then I have three too.
I have
really?
Three.
Oh my gosh.
I don't care, I have three.
I'm gonna put three!
Okay, you better get it ready then.
I have it ready.
Okay, my first track is actually my second choice for this game. My first choice was taken by someone else. That's okay.
Was it me?
It was not, but here is my first track.
Good.
Oh, hear this one every single time you play Mario Party 3, because it's any mode you pick, you're going to hear it, because you have to do your options, you have to pick your characters, your board, whatever, and it's just, it's so soothing and relaxing, and the Mario games do a really good job with, like, star and space themes, I guess, like, they're always so good, and this one is, like, not at the top, but it's right up there with some of the best. So, yes.
Well, I also picked something from Mario Party 3 as my first one. Mario Party 3 has so much good music, so I might have 4. I don't know! Okay, stop! I might have 4. Okay, so this is my first one, and I'm the one who took this from SC. He said it was okay.
Oh.
This is an amazing feature from Mario Party 3, so here we go. Hear it going on in the background. Yes, it is Deep Bloober Sea. Deep Bloober Sea from Mario Party 3.
That game, yes, God.
Yes.
Stop the music.
Slay the damn scene. Slay it. That is my favorite board of all Mario Party history, and I can say that confidently with a straight face, confidently. That's my most favorite board out of every Mario Party game. The music is so freaking good, and the atmosphere, the crab with the flag! If you look at the board, there's a crab with a flag, and it is a common joke between me, Boo, and Essie. Yes. The crab with the flag! When we see it, we're like, oh, there's a crab with the flag! We always have to point it out.
Yes.
This game is so great, and this board is freaking phenomenal. Not a 10 out of 10, 11 out of 10. Yes. 11! Love it so much, I don't care if I get scoot over. I still freaking love it. Don't care. It's an amazing board. Oh, I don't want to keep going on because I'll take, trust me. If we keep going on, it's going to be like 5 more minutes because we can go on 5 more minutes. But yeah, Deep Bloober Sea is such an amazing board.
Yes.
And I'm glad I have it on one of my tracks. Yeah, one of my picks. So now, Soul, it is your turn.
Hi. Here's my track. It's not a Mario Party track, unfortunately. And it's a very, very repetitive track, so I don't need to play it too long. But here you go. It's the Invincibility Star, or not the Invincibility Star, the Metal Mario theme from Super Mario 64. Very repetitive. If I stopped it, if I played it a couple seconds longer, the big track, it probably just would have kept repeating. It's a good song, though. It's very metallic. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I like it. I like listening to it, and I believe they reuse it in Super Mario Maker. So, hooray.
Hazy Mazy Cave.
Mm-hmm, exactly what I think of, too. Hazy Mazy Cave.
I like it. Except in Kaizo Mario, but I like it.
I'd indulge.
And should I run up next for my song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my song. Hey! Everyone should know where that's from. I say everyone. Mario Kart 64, Maple Road. Oh man, if they edges were snatched off, it would be a perfect track. But I just like the music overall, although it's a long, torturing 4 minutes race, 4 to 5 minutes. 50cc is like 5 to 6 minutes. But, oh my goodness, but I like it. I really like the song. And that's the only thing that resonates with Mario Kart 64 is that song. I like
there
it.
There is a reason why they keep reusing this theme. It's so good. So good.
Alright, SC, your second track.
My second track. Yes, this is my second track.
jams.
Yes, that every, I think all the snow themed tracks in Paper Mario from Nintendo 64.
Okay, I knew the game. Thank the Lord, I knew the game.
I think they're all great, but this one stands out on top. And I mean, I don't know what to say about it. It's just, it's an awesome track. I'd love to hear it. Works so well with that theme.
I just like it overall.
Exactly, yeah.
I just like the game and the song in overall.
Yeah, Paper Mario had a lot of great songs, so... Man, because we're limiting ourselves, that's why we can't go on and on and on. Because trust me, we could go on and on and on with how great Paper Mario and all the other Nintendo 64 games are. So I actually have a Mario Kart 64 song planned for you guys. Yes, boo, Synergy, we got it, yes,
oh,
we got
that
sync, yes. And also, here we go. Listen, you will instantly recognize it, I guarantee.
Yes!
Yes. Frappy Snowland, Sherbetland. Is that how you say it? Sherbetland?
Yes.
That's how I always pronounced it, so. And Frappy, is it Frappe? Frappe.
Frappe.
As long
Frappe,
as you don't say Sherbert. That's not what it is.
I never said Sherbert.
I say that on just muscle memory to me, because I just say Sherbet. Wow, funny enough. Sherbert, I just normally say that, so sometimes I'll slip up and say it.
As a kid, I always said Frappy, but it's Frappe.
Yes.
But, oh my god, I love these courses so much from Mario Kart 64. This song is so good. Just, oh, this song is great. Oh my god, just... It's powerful. Just when you listen to it, it's like the memories of all the times I played Mario Kart 64 just starts coming back into my head. I'm like, oh, I remember when I did that. Remember when I did this? Remember the first time I played it? It's so freaking good. They made it sound so wintry, winter-like, and I think Frappe Snowland and Sherbetland are really good courses. Yes, Sherbetland. I like Sherbetland a lot. And Mario Kart Wii, I liked it, but kind of pissed me off with the off-roadness. But, you know, we're talking about Mario Kart 64 realness. We're not talking about Mario Kart Wii realness. But, yeah, it was a really freaking good course, and it's excellent. And I don't get hit by the penguins like, I know some of my friends, they get hit by the penguins, and SC, you get hit by the penguins sometimes.
Oh, I love how he said it's some of my friends.
That's not shade.
SC. He said, some of my friends, and then SC.
And SC.
Yeah, I know. Some of my friends.
My in real life friends.
Uh-huh.
I don't know SC in real life.
No. Okay. I detected the shade. It's
not shade, trust me. If I threw shade, you would know if I threw shade. Because when I throw shade, it's an eclipse. It's not shade. Don't listen to me, see.
Funny enough... Oh, sorry.
Just continue.
Funny enough, I was actually going to choose this song, and it wasn't even like, oh, I saw Staryu had it. I just decided to choose the Metal Mario theme instead, because when I was listening to it, I don't know why, but the Metal Mario theme came in my head, so I decided to choose this one. Or that one. Do you have anything else to say on the track, or can I move on to my theme?
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's fine, don't worry.
Alright, here is one of my favorite songs from this game. So, that theme is called Angry Bowser, but it's just, you know, Bowser, when you're meeting him, he'll play that song. That song is from Paper Mario. Honestly, when I think of Paper Mario, this is the song I think of, and I don't know why, honestly. It's just, I remember it so distinctly, and I remember loving that song, and it was such a good theme, and I really wish they reused it for Bowser's theme every single game, because it totally just matches with his personality and his, I don't know, plots to take over the Mushroom Kingdom, something, I don't know. It sounds something like an evil villain final boss theme, and I love it. One of my favorite tracks in that game of all time. So, hurrah.
And next is me, and let's just say I'm in sync with SC and Soul. I'm sorry, honey, but I'm sorry. Here's my song. The level I could not stand, Shy Guy Toy Box. I couldn't stand that with a passion, but I just love the song, except that fat Shy Guy. I just couldn't stand him at all.
That fat Shy Guy pissed me off.
The fact that he wanted something that I had no clue where to get I'd be mad. I'm like, I don't know where to get it. And then after I figured out where to get it, so I was proceeding on with my life. He just got on my nerves, and then they brought him back in the next game. I like, he always gonna eat. I'm never lose. He need to lose some weight. That's all he need to do. Jenny Craig ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Craig, realness. All right. Shy Guy's Toy Box. It's the level is pretty fun. I mean, I don't think necessarily like it's the best level personally. That's just how I feel. I don't think it's the best, but you know, it's a pretty simple level that has you going in and out of the toy box to back to Toad Town and getting stuff and whatever. But I think it's a pretty nice level. Yeah, it's where you get Watt. The little sparky girl.
Isn't she the one that it does not care for defense, she does the base attack?
Yeah.
Base damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she can give, like, I think, like, Bowser, she can give him, like, at least one damage when he's, like, in his ultimate form or something like that.
She's powerful.
Yeah, she ignores defense. So that's why she's really useful later on when you verse a lot of enemies that have, like, freaking, like, 2-3 defense. It's like, really? No. None of that.
Honestly, Shy Guy's Toy Box is one of my favorites to, like, I guess to say look at. Playing it, I agree, can be really frustrating. But, like, just seeing all the places to go to and the trains and the train conductors. I thought those train conductor toads looked so cool. Love that song.
All right, so I think we have a third pick for this one. I'm sorry, we do.
Let's make it
quick. It's a 1064.
I'm
Let's
so
try
alone
to make it
in
as quick
it.
As possible.
All right.
All right, so Essie, you go
My quickly. Third track. Yes, that's Peach's Castle from Super Mario 64. That was my third choice, and I really wanted to include it, and I'm glad I did. Now that we're doing three, because it's very, very nostalgic. Because you hear it all the time, Super Mario 64, classic game, one of the first games I ever played. Love it.
It's a really, really great theme. And when you instantly hear that theme, you instantly think of Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
Instantly. It's so nice. It's weird, that theme sounds so welcoming, yet, like, so, like, eerie. Like, it's like you're in a castle by yourself, Peach is, like, kidnapped, all you see is, like, these toads are, like, glued to the freaking wall.
That doesn't sound
welcoming
anymore. Whatever
the case is.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it sounds welcoming at first, then as the song goes on, it's like, you know, you're traveling a castle by yourself.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
Alright, now, here is my theme, and it's from Paper Mario, so yes, boo, I'm
Yay.
Back with the Paper Mario-ness, realness.
So many good songs.
This is, just listen to it. Yes, that is Cloudy Climb from Paper Mario.
I knew where it was from, thank the Lord.
That theme plays in Flower Fields? Is that what the level's called?
I believe.
Yes.
I think it's Flower Fields, so if I'm wrong, someone correct me. But Flower Fields, you go up the plant thing when you verse Tuff and Puff, whatever. He's the freaking giant cloud thing. But before you verse him, you have to go up in the clouds. So this song plays inside the cloud area where he is. And you can go back anytime to that area if you want. And I love the theme so much. It is so nice. It's just so beautiful to listen to. It's really calming. It's something like you eat ice cream to while listening to. It's just that type of sweetness. It's just really nice. I love it a lot. And it's also nostalgic because Also, when I was younger, it's not so stupid, but, like, I would go back to that level, like, literally, I would just go back to the cloud, area, and I would just, like, mess around and do stupid stuff. Just messing around, because I just did stupid stuff, because it was a nice song. So I was like, oh, okay, I want to hear this song, so let's go back. I don't care, I'm just gonna do stupid stuff. Like, freaking got bomb at, kept blowing her up, and apparently that was entertaining to me. I don't know, but it was. So, yeah, that's why I like that theme a lot.
I thought Huff and Puff was a Cheeto Puff when I was really, really young. Like, really? Crazy.
We ain't gonna talk about that.
Really? Boo, do you have a third one?
Yes.
Alright, go ahead.
I'm so alone.
I'm sorry, Soul.
Oh, come on, I was counting on you. Okay, whatever.
Here's my third one. It's... let's listen to it. That song is iconic. Everyone knows that song. Mario Artist Talent Studio. It's for the Nintendo 64 DD, though. So, we don't even have it. But I just love that song. The save song. That's the best save song ever. And I like it. That's just my little tidbit here. Yay.
Alright, I have a fourth song.
Oh, Staryu.
Yes! This is the last one, I swear to God,
It better be good.
Because Soul didn't go, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, bite me.
Perfect.
All right, so here we go. This song is really nostalgic to me. It's also from Mario Party 3. This is the last one, I swear, from Nintendo 64. God, yes, that is sounds so stupid, but that's the file select music to Mario Party 3, and it is so freaking nostalgic to me. Like, it is the most nostalgic thing ever. Just listening to that, all the memories come back. Anytime someone doesn't know what nostalgia means, I just tell them, like, listen to a song like from when you were back when you were little or whatever the case might be, and just all the memories just come rushing in every time I hear that song. It's like so nostalgic. Oh, I'm so glad I was able to include it. I'm sorry, Soul, for having four, but I had to have it. I'm sorry, I had to have four. It was so... Oh, that song is so beautiful. I hope you guys listening like it, too. It's so beautiful. Oh, my God. So, unfortunately, we have to leave...
Oh, I have three more.
No.
What? Three?
No, we don't. We do not have to listen to SD's multitude of songs.
Actually, I do have like three. I have like 20 more, but I know the restrictions.
Ew.
We need to have like one of these with Justin Tails.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, SD.
Yes.
Oh, SD man. Knows the restrictions, yet he brought in an extra song.
Okay, so next is... We had to say goodbye to 64. Goodbye. Oh, the 64. We're now moving on to the Game Boy Advance. So, Essie, I want you to get your Game Boy Advance song ready, if you have it ready.
Yes, mine's ready. I think everyone is ready for this one. Here's my first track. Oh,
so good.
And you hear it every time you battle, and you're like, yes! I mean, sometimes I just want to battle because the song's so awesome. And
let's go, okie dokie. Love it!
Yes, exactly. I didn't play this game until very recently for Mario and Luigi Lock, which I am still trying to do, so don't get crazy. That'll finish at some point. But yes, I recently played, love it very much. And yes, it's my first track.
Heard what he said? He said, don't get crazy. Oof. That means you don't get crazy. I see it doesn't mess around.
True.
All right. Now here is my song. It is from Wario Land 4, and here we go. You hear that song? You hear that beat? It is...
That's good.
It's good. Wario Land 4 had a lot of great songs, but this one I think is my most favorite level. It's called Toy Box Tower.
and it is in the Topaz, Topaz World passage, whatever the case might be. Because, Wario Land 4 had a passage, like a zone, like it was split into four different parts. Each part had four levels. So this was a Topaz passage, and Toy Box Tower was the first one, and it is so good. The music is so good. Hopefully you hear it in the background right now. It is just so... Oh! I keep saying it because I don't know how to describe it. It's just good. I just like it. It's just... It has that feel. It feels like a toy level. It feels kind of like, you know, cutesy kind of. It's really good. I think out of all Wario Land 4 music, it's definitely the best, in my opinion. I love it to death. So yes, I'm so glad I was able to include it. Yeah, that's my first pick. Wario Land 4 Toy Block Tower.
I never got far into Wario Land 4, but I've never heard that. But it's good, really good. But my song might be a little more familiar to the listeners at home. It's just a little bit ahead of how it usually starts, but very, very acutely, because it's just a big buildup. That is Cheese Land from the Game Boy Advance version of Mario Kart, which is Mario Kart Super Circuit. I think that was one of the last Mario Kart games I got before Mario Kart 7. I remember buying that online. It was one of the first things I bought with my own money, too. Really, I bought it off of eBay, and I was so happy. And I remember Cheese Land being very frustrating to me, but that song is so good, and I do not remember why it just sticks in my head so well compared to the other songs that are also very good, like Rainbow Road from that game. I like the song there, but this one, love it so much, and hooray, Cheese Land, cheese, mice. Oh yeah, the mice from Paper Mario in that,
and I like little mousers.
Little mousers.
Cheese Land is a really freaking good level. And when they brought it back in Mario Kart 8, I mean, they did.
It's okay.
It's okay, but like, I think Super Mario Circuit had it the best.
Yes, like, the way it was made. I second that.
Yeah, it was just it fit better. Everything was better, in my personal opinion, because I grew up on Mario Kart Super Circuit, the first game I got on my Game Boy Advance. So, I mean, I'm a little particular, but yeah, I love Cheese Land. So you made a great choice with that. Next we have the Everbodacious Dark Boo.
I'm gonna play reverse psychology with this one. This is my song.
Oh no. Oh!
Now imagine that looping the entire level. Imagine that looping.
Yeah, I didn't have to imagine it. It actually happened.
Oh,
what's you must fine. Hate it.
Mario Luigi Superstar Saga. Jokes.
Must in. Hate yourself.
I don't even like that area, jokes in. I do not like it. The puzzles there are tedious, lengthy. And the song is not lengthy. The song is like a 5-second loop with a little harmonies here and there. Oh my goodness. The song, for me, it just stands out. It just brings out that I couldn't stand that part of the game. I beat the game. Yes, indeed, I did beat the game. But that's the only part that I'm like, I would never, you can't pay me to do that part again. Because the song gets aggravated, the song gets so annoying that you just have to mute it. I'm sorry, you just have to mute it until the battle song comes on. Courtesy of SC, until that song comes on. Be happy. Otherwise, no. Huh.
It's a good break.
Yes. But that's all I have to say about it.
Okay, here's my second track. Ribbon Road from Super Mario Kart. Oh gosh, Mario Kart Super Circuit.
I made the same mistake.
Yes, this track is really good, really awesome. They remade it on the Wii U, and at first I was like, this doesn't really sound like the original, but now I really like it there as well.
Oh, it's so perfect.
It's really, really good. Both versions I think are really good. The original is just Yes. So good. I love it so much. This is my favorite from this Mario Kart.
I love Ribbon Road. Ribbon Road is so creative. I really wish that they did, since they already remade it, they can remake it again. But, like, I really wish that, like, I was gonna say I really wish it was more, like, close to the original, but, like, there wasn't too much to go off of. So, the fact that they made it to, like, this, like, kid's room, like, he has all the Mario stuff, and, like, yo, I think that's so creative. Yes. I would have never thought of that. Huh. Alright, now it's time for my track. Alright, my second track. So it's also from Mario Kart Super Circuit, and I love this track to death. It's a horror track, and just listen. Yes, that is Boo Lake and Broken Pier from Mario Kart Super Circuit. Oh, I especially remember it from Boo Lake, because I played Broken Pier, but, like, I mainly see it as Boo Lake, but, yeah, anyway, oh my gosh, that course, both these courses, they're so freaking awesome, just because of the music makes it, and I swear, if this song, like, if they remade one of, like, if they remade, Boo Lake or Broken Pier, I think I might scream. I might have to scream on the podcast. I might have to scream, because, like, I can't wait to hear it remix. And they better keep that thing at the beginning, because the beginning part where it's like, dun 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 dun, that is so, it's just, it gives me life. It brings me to life. When I'm dead, like, if I'm dead, I just put it on, and I just come back to life. Okay, that's just how it is.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so if something happens to me, you just see me, like, just standing there motionless, or just play the song, and okay, that's nothing to joke about, I'm sorry. That's nothing to joke about. I'm speaking so fast. It's not something to joke about, but still, I just love this so much. It's great. It is great. I showed it to Soul, because I originally was going to choose Shy Guy Beach, and I showed the Boo Lake and Broken Pier to Soul, and then Soul's like, why the hell are you pick? Well, he didn't say hell. He's like, why the heck did you pick Shy Guy Beach and not this? I'm like, I know, right? Like, Boo Lake is so good, so I need to pick it. So that's why I picked Broken Pier. Yeah.
I want someone to make a remix to this song, or a remake of
that'd
this song.
That would be so good. So right. Good.
I just want to mention that when I heard the boo, 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 like the ghost or whatever
dun,
in the
dun,
background,
dun, dun,
I thought that was Starship going along with the song.
What? Why?
I thought that too. Oh my gosh, I thought that was the only one. I was like, why?
I was like, oh, this
which part?
Song.
That's so funny.
Oh my
right.
God.
So, here okay. is my jam. It's not from Super Circuit, unfortunately. This is a song from Mario and Luigi's partner, Mario and Luigi Partners in Time. It's Swamp Volcano. I like the song. It's very fun. I don't remember, I never really played the game too much, and unfortunately I did not make it to this area. However, I do know the song, because, again, I'm weird. And this song is one I heard a little more recently, because, I don't remember, I think it was, like, used during, like, the background of somebody's YouTube video, and I was like, somebody put it in the thing, description, like, yo, this is the song, or whatever, and I listened to it, and I very much love it, so, hooray. I don't have much to say on it, because, unfortunately, I never played this game. Yeah, I don't think I did. But, I like the song.
Next is me?
Yes.
Okay, so here's my song. Of course, it's not from any, it's a Donkey Kong series, of course. Donkey Kong Country 2, Hot Head Hop. I love the music in this game. I'm not even gonna lie, I love the music.
I was bopping to that.
This level and the one maze level with all the, what they call, thorns in the vines and such. I love the music. There's so many I could have chose. Oh my god, this game, I just love the game, period. Oh my god, this game's gonna make me cry, because I remember playing this game for the longest of all time. It was the only game I quite enjoyed, too. But that's my game.
Alright, so before we close this off, we have some of you, the listeners, we have some choices from you guys. So we're gonna each get each one of the Lost Levels are gonna read your choice and they're gonna play it. So who wants to start us off? How about you, SC?
Yes, of course. This first one is from Nintega Dario, who we just recently had on the podcast. Yeah, let me play his track. Yes, that is the creative exercise theme from Mario Paint. I actually never played Mario Paint, but yeah. Oh, oops. This is what Nintega Dario had to say about this track. It's just really catchy and iconic to listen to. Yeah, I mean, I've heard it before and I agree. I think it is an iconic track for that. I never played it myself, but I've definitely heard it before. And the moment I hear this, I think of Mario Paint. So, yes.
Thank you for sending in, Dario. Yes. This next choice is from Curious User. So, Curious User, hey, yes, hello.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Yes, hi. So this is your choice, and, well, this is his choice. I was saying your choice, you the listener. No, this is his choice. This is what he picked. This is Move to the Mambo from Mario Party, the first Mario Party on the Nintendo 64. And this is what Curious User had to say. Something to move along to. Has quite the rhythm. Me personally, I mean, between this and I think, what was the other theme? Because I remember this song only appeared in, like, the European and Japanese versions of the first Mario Party game. Us Americans, we didn't get that. So, I mean, I'm not so used to it as probably you are, Curious User. Because I think it's also that the same European copies are in Australia, too. I believe that's how it is.
Mm.
I believe so. But yeah, I think it's still a nice track. And I even though they didn't include it, I think it's a good track. So, thank you for sending in, Curious User. And who's next? Sol, you want to go next?
I am next. I also have a track from Nintega Dario. This is a song from the GBA. Yes, this is Mario Kart Super Circuit's title theme. I love this game, but here's what Nintega Dario had to say. This is my favorite handheld Mario Kart title theme. It sounds so epic. And I agree, because I also remember, this is one of the few games, everyone has like this memory of them first hearing a song. I remember exactly where I was when I listened to this song. I was up in front of my room, right in front of my closet, because that's where my charger for my DS was, and I was playing the game on my DS since, you know, back then we could stick a GBA game inside a DS and play. Yeah, I remember exactly, I remember the first time I heard it, and I was like, I like this. I'm so happy that he chose this one, because it is a very good title theme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this was recommended to us, yes, by Two Dreamy Luigi, and this is for Nintendo 64. Let's hear what he recommended for us. And as some of y'all know and some of y'all don't, this is Petunia Under Attack in Paper Mario. And here was his little two cents of the little piece he gave us. This track is so peppy. Love the instrumentation. I'm ready to dig a mole. At least he told me where what actually happened, because it took me a while to figure out where the hell it was from. I'm not going to lie. It took me a while to try to figure it out. But I know where it's from. And I actually, that's not a piece I usually listen to. That's not a piece that I like noted when I played the game. But it's a nice little jive piece to it, and it's like a little what's the word I'm trying to look for? You know how, like, you're ready to fight? It is something like that. Like, I am ready to quack tea and throw shade.
And ready for action.
Yes, cascade and shade. That's what I'm ready to do. Cascade somebody in shade.
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade.
Mm-hmm. And no Herbalife either.
Thank you to Jimmy Luigi for sending in. And also to Jimmy Luigi, who was recently on our podcast. The last one, actually, about Swarm Maker. So, yes, Jimmy Luigi, hi. And I believe that is all our submissions for this episode. You're probably wondering, like, what the heck is going on? Yes, we're actually splitting this into two parts. So you had your little bit of retro-ness, and this part, you know, with NES, SNES, Nintendo 64, and Game Boy, and Game Boy Advance. And the next part, we're going to have GameCube, our choices for GameCube, our choices for DS, Wii, Wii U, and 3DS. So yeet. All that is going to be in the next episode, so make sure you stay tuned and watch it. Yes. Oh, so before we go, let's quickly give our ending information, because we're ending this episode off. And, okay, so I guess I'll do it, because I'm hosting, so I have to do the ending information. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Be sure to check out Mario Party Legacy at MariopartyLegacy.com and our form, MariopartyLegacy.com/form. And also The Lost Levels, we have our own website, TheLostLevels.MariopartyLegacy.com. We also have a Tumblr. Oh, yeah, that's kind of on hiatus right now. You just go follow it. It's thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com. And as for me, I'm Spider-Star, you across the universe. All right, across the galaxy. I'm Spider-Star, you even on Pluto and Neptune. So yeah, you got to subscribe to me and follow me on all these places. On YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. All of it is Spider Star You. If you send me an invite on Nintendo Network, make sure you tell me where you're from. Make sure you tell me that you watch the podcast, or you're from Mario Party Legacy, or you're on Mario Party Legacy, something like that. If you don't tell me what you're from, I'm just not going to accept your request. So please make sure you do that. And yeah, who's next?
You can find me, Super Zambazy, on Twitter, Nintendo Network, YouTube, with that username, Super Zambazy. I mainly talk about my Banjo-Kazooie stuff, which I haven't talked about in a long time. And check out my Super Mario Maker levels. I've got two. Yes.
As for me, I am Greninja on Tumblr. I am La Piss Your Pants on Tumblr for Steven Universe. And I am C-O-M-P-E-T-E, and that is on Miiverse, but you can also find some of my Super Mario Maker levels there. I just made one of my favorites called... I think it's just called House of Magic, and it's an NES Ghost House one with where you play as Zelda. I'm thinking of, you know, adjusting it and making, like, a Mark II, because I don't really like the end, but honestly, it's a simple level, and it's really fun, so, hooray. And also, Yoshiman actually beat, if you guys watched the stream of Mario Maker we were on last week, Yoshiman actually did complete that level, so, in your face with Mace as Z.
And for me, DarkBoo007, Nintendo Network, Twitter, and DarkBoo on YouTube. And I have gotten some requests, and I have accepted y'all. I have accepted the children, the boys and girls, and the adults. I accepted everybody. I accept everyone. Bring you to the console, T. Get your own brewery making. Yes, God.
And with that, that is the end of our podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for podcast 184 for the second part of our favorite Mario music across the Nintendo consoles. And the current ones, yes. Like Wii U and 3DS, yeah. So that is it for today's podcast. Thank you for listening. And like I said, make sure you stay tuned for the next podcast. So, see you guys later. Goodbye.
Part 2.
Part 2, yes.